The Holy Gospel according to Matthew, the first chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Now the birth of Jesus the Messiah took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been engaged to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. Mary's husband, Joseph, being a righteous man and unwilling to expose Mary to public disgrace, planned to dismiss her quietly. But just when Joseph has resolved to do this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for Jesus will save Jesus' people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what had been spoken by the Lord through the prophet. "Look, the virgins shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel," which means God is with us. When Joseph woke from sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. Joseph took Mary as his wife, but had no marital relations with her until she had borne a son, and he named that son Jesus, the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Please. Let us come before God. Let us let God's face shine upon us, and we shall be saved. Amen. So let me begin this morning by admitting to you that I love my GPS. I mean, even if I know how to get to my destination, I almost always still use my GPS. And I wonder how I managed before such an invention. Because it was a lifesaver for me when we moved to Pennsylvania, and in that strange state and strange environment, we could go to these destinations without the fear of getting lost or being late, which is a huge fear of mine. But there were a few occasions that an address would not pull up, and there was that one time that I was told to go down this seemingly deserted dirt road in order to get to the next state highway. But overall, the GPS system for me is a lifesaver. And the app that I use most frequently these days is an app called Waze. W-A-Z-E. Waze is a user-based data app that allows drivers to alert one another about hazards on the road or accidents or even police speed traps. Not that I speed. But the danger of these user-driven GPS apps is that drivers will take their attention off the road and input this information instead of focusing on the road and on safety. But if the passenger can be the one to input that information and to relay it to the driver, then everyone has a far better chance of being safe. So, I thought of my love for the GPS and for Waze when I read the text for today. Isaiah said, "Look for the signs." Road signs help us stay safe. Paul in Romans said, "You are called to belong to Christ." This user-based data system and Waze makes better, safer drivers because decisions and information is shared. Inputting information brings us into a sense of community with one another in ways, a community that cares. So I think the same can be said about the Bible and about church, right? For in the healthy congregations, we find belonging. We find acceptance to be who we are and not to pretend we're somebody else. When we follow the directions of the Bible, then one is better set for a safer journey through life. Follow the GPS direction of the Bible, in fact, and you and I will avoid the pitfalls of sin and the anguish that comes after it. Follow the directions of the Bible, and you will be guaranteed safety and receive proper respect in the community. In fact, if one belongs to a church and one follows the directions of the Bible, then you're going to be safe from having to make any decisions on your own. You'll stay righteous, or at least become righteous, by following the rules of the Bible, right? I notice a little apprehension, a little ambivalence. That's good, because you're smart. You're smart because you are aware that there are many decisions in a global positioning system that don't take care of us in every situation. You see, in our apps of Waze and other GPS, we're not warned about pedestrians along the way or bikers. We're not warned that when a ball rolls into the street, something else is usually following that. Our apps don't prepare us for these types of situations. No GPS can warn us. And we also know that there are many times in life when the decisions that we must make are going to go against the rules that we find in the Bible. I better repeat that, because you might be surprised to hear a pastor say that. There are many times in life when decisions we must make are going to go against the rules of the Bible. All we have to do is look at the decision that Joseph faced. We might appreciate the struggle that he went through in doing the right thing in a practical sort of day-by-day way, because he was faced with an enormous decision. And like a good God follower, he went to the good book for help. Now remember, the good book for Joseph in his day was the Hebrew Bible, what we call the Old Testament. And it was in that sacred text that he found the help he needed. The guidance for right decision making was crystal clear for him. If you want to be righteous, if you want to be right with God, then you must stay away from unrighteous people. It was very clear. Divorce Mary. The Bible tells you so. The Bible's positioning system appears rock solid, yet such decisions of ethical behavior are not always so clear-cut when people's lives are actually at stake. Joseph didn't enter into his marriage agreement with Mary prepared for divorce. Who does? No one. So when Joseph found out Mary was pregnant, he put two and two together, and he knew she was unfaithful. He knew she had broken the contract. The Bible was clear: divorce her. It was easy, according to the rules he found in the Old Testament. And it says it right there: if you're going to be a righteous man, which our gospel said Joseph was a righteous man, he knew what he had to do. He was a righteous dude. Sorry, I couldn't hold back on that one. It's not difficult for us to understand even today. For how many of us parents have directed our children to keep away from that girl or that boy? Oh no, you will not date her. She has a reputation. If I see you running around with him again, you're going to be grounded till you're 30. This was just a taste of the pressure Joseph was under, except along with family and friends, his Bible told him clearly what he must do. And to save dignity and to stay righteous, he must file for divorce. And we're told that at least his good heart told him to proceed with the matter quietly. And then an angel came. "Do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, Joseph." Wait a second. What? What does fear have to do with this? The Bible tells me what to do, angel. Well, yes, the Bible does clearly tell you what to do, but sometimes God decides to change the rules. Sometimes God decides to change the rules. That's what the messenger of God is doing today. God changed the rules. He redirected, God redirected Joseph, recalculated, if you will. And God allowed Joseph to choose grace over righteousness. Take Mary as your wife, for God has a part in what is going on here. You see, the line between righteousness and unrighteousness was once quite clear, but the only thing that is clear now is that these things are not for us to decide quickly or carelessly or unlovingly. Most, if not all of us, know people who claim to take every rule and law of the Bible literally. Right is right, wrong is wrong. It says so right there in the Holy Scripture, and it's written by God's own hand, right? These same people often miss when an angel comes. And who knows who these angels from God are? We often speak about the popular guardian angel, those angels who intervene and save lives when no other logical explanation exists, but we rarely, if ever, talk about these other kinds of angels. The angels that push us into making difficult and sometimes risky and even unpopular decisions. You see, there are countless places in Scripture where these angels from God lead people into the fray and away from selfishness. These angels open minds to God's still active work around us. These angels remind us that we don't need to be afraid to choose grace over righteousness, to choose love over hate, to choose forgiveness over disgrace. These particular angels from God lead us to find the courage to change our minds and consider maybe that God is still at work in what is going on around us. Because when Joseph realized God was a part of what was going on, he decided to change his mind. He didn't divorce Mary, even though it's what righteousness told him to do. And we could be sure, without a doubt, that this complicated life for Joseph. We're not told this specifically, but he and Mary were likely shamed and ridiculed. Many here today know this kind of rejection. Many here today know what ridicule feels like when God calls us to follow our hearts. It's often a gut-wrenchingly lonely, difficult time. And then an angel comes. Amen.